A former federal employee is one of the candidates to become the Republican nominee for president. Michelle Bachmann was an attorney at the Internal Revenue Service before she ran for Congress. Tom Shoups, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he's here to talk about what government service might mean for a presidential candidate. Nice to have you back from vacation.
Well, it's nice to be back.
And I will say that your stand-in last week was delightful, and it was nice to talk to her.
Well, I'm surprised you invited me back, then.
Well, I mean, you and I go way back, so it's a little different thing. The fact that Michelle Bachmann, who is positioning herself as kind of an anti-government outsider, used to work for the Internal Revenue Service, probably going to take a lot of people in and out of government by surprise, you think?
Yeah, it is sort of a surprising little thing to note about her, and part of the reason it's surprising is because she's doing her best not to trumpet the fact that she once worked for the federal government. Her bio characterizes her as a former federal tax litigation attorney, which might lead you to believe that she was advocating on behalf of taxpayers before the IRS, but actually it was the reverse. She was at the IRS doing litigation on behalf of the agency.
What I think is it more interesting than whether she did or didn't work for the federal government, whether she does or doesn't talk about it, is the concept that for just even on both sides of the aisle, folks in the last couple of election cycles have been running against Washington. We're going to change Washington. And the implication there is not usually Congress. The implication there is usually the executive branch. And that's something that has been kind of a theme for a while. I wonder what it would look like for somebody who did have a career in the federal government, who understood how it worked, and who wasn't necessarily ashamed of that fact or who didn't think that was necessarily a bad thing. I wonder what that kind of a campaign might look like and what it might do maybe even for morale among federal employees.
Yeah, I think it would be very different if there was someone running who had extensive experience in government and had ideas about how it could work better, but also had sort of a core base of support for what government does. That, I think, would be a very different circumstance. I think that kind of candidate would have very little chance in either party these days, given the state of public opinion about people who work in government, which, you know, I think what we've got layered on now is what had been already there was a sort of, you know, sense that maybe government was too big. And now there's, ever since the recession started, there's also been this strong undercurrent of resentment that, you know, of people who think that federal employees are overpaid and have jobs for life. And I just think that makes it very difficult for anyone to be proactive about their support for government. And I think you see that in a little bit in Bachmann and her sort of running away from the fact that she even worked for the government.
That peeling back, though, to me, and having somebody with some extensive government experience running seems to me to be kind of the extension, maybe an unnatural extension, but the extension of the career employee to political appointee transition that we see sometimes in government. It's not common, but it happens from time to time. That strikes me as a good thing because I've talked to any number of political appointees who were previous SESers, for example, from both sides of the aisle, and they have said that having that career experience helped them to do a better job as a political appointee because they pretty much knew how things operated. I wonder how hard of a story that would be to explain to people through the primary process in either party to get people to say, well, maybe this is somebody who kind of knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak.
Yeah, I certainly think it would be useful, and it would be much better for government if more political appointees had career experience. I think sometimes at the highest level, at like the president, vice president level, rather than having sort of career government experience, often executive experience at the state level is useful. I think you find that a lot of times some of the more effective presidents are presidents who were former governors,
mm-hmm.
because they then have an understanding of what it's like to lead a large-scale governmental system. So I think you see that in some of the appeal of a Rick Perry, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that certainly could factor in.
Well, and that was the argument that then-Senator Clinton made in 2008 because she was – right there when decisions were made and things were done in the White House. So it's the same idea, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think she was very much trying to play on the idea that she had been, you know, involved in these situations where high-level decisions were being made and levers had to be pulled for how to make things work. And I think, you know, you can make a strong case that that's valuable experience.
All right, this is not going to be one of our typical predictions that I ask you and then I call you on it because there's, I mean, who knows, by the time this one might come true, you and I will probably both be in the home. But what do you think the odds are that some person who was a high-level federal executive, not a political appointee who then runs, because that's happened before, but somebody who was a career federal executive runs for high office, maybe not even president, maybe like Senate or House?
I don't think the odds are great, but I would say House or Senate, depending on the district or the state, obviously, that's a possibility that somebody could parlay that experience. There have, certainly have been senators and congressmen who, I think there have been, I'm sure there are examples of ones that have had executive branch experience, and certainly those that have an understanding of civil service issues and government issues. Senator George Voinovich comes to mind. So I think that, you know, it could happen at that level. I think the public opinion is so low of government and the people who work for it, it would be very much an uphill battle.
Always great to have you on and welcome back from vacation. Was it hard to get back in the swing of things yesterday?
It has been. It's still hard today.
All right. Well, welcome back, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay.
Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. A link to